I'm proud of those guys in there. I'm proud of them for the way that they've continued to keep their head up, for the way they've continued to work, and came out and competed. I thought, you know, there we had a lot of great guys, great individual achievements. You know, obviously Matt McGloin, I thought, went in and played outstanding. You know, to go against that defense, to have three touchdown passes with a 109 quarterback rating, I thought that was outstanding for a kid that's a undrafted free agent that came in here as a fourth arm for camp. To come and perform in this type of environment. I thought that was outstanding. I thought Rashad Jennings offensively, I thought he had another great game, you know, with an 80-yard touchdown. I didn't know if he was going to make it or not, but he had just enough juice at the end. And you know, defensively, you know, we had enough to hang in there at the very end. And we talked about, you know, putting the bullseye on our chest and somebody standing up and making the play at the critical moments of the game. And we were able to do that today. So excited about getting a win and looking forward to the trip back.
How do you explain a guy, you mentioned an undrafted rookie free agent afterthought coming in and playing like his in his first start? Is it a guy, lights turn on and McGloin shows up?
You know what? Some of these guys just have it. You know what I mean? I mean, some of them just, there's something deep down inside of them that they don't pay any attention to the fact that people say they can't do it. And he's really done that, you know, ever since we brought him in. Like I said the other day, you know, we brought him in on a workout and really not expecting a whole lot. And there was no question in our mind by the end of the workout, really by about the third throw, that was the guy that we wanted to sign. And he's continued to do that, you know, since he's been here. So it's not shocking that he was able to come in here and play as well as he did.
Talk about the way that he was throwing. It seemed like right when the guys were coming out of their breaks, the ball was right there. It had a lot of.
Well, that's one of the things that we really like about him. I mean, you know, as far as playing the quarterback position, he throws the ball with timing. He throws the ball with accuracy. You know, he's really smart. You know, obviously, again, not everything was perfect. I mean, he made his mistakes in the game, but overall, I was really pleased with the way that he went in there and played. And I thought, you know, I thought our offensive line. Going against that front, I thought they did a great job in the running game. I thought they did a great job in the passing game of giving him some protection, giving him some opportunities to throw the ball down the field. And so, you know, it was a great team win.
Has he earned the right to start no matter what?
Well, listen, I tell you, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to enjoy this win, all right? We're going to go back and we'll evaluate, you know. But he definitely, you know, he definitely did a very good job today.
You had some drops out there. Was that a timing thing with receivers?
I think more of a concentration thing. You know, there wasn't a ton of negatives in the game, but obviously the drop passes was one of them. And we got to be better there.
I think on the punt return that the two gunners saw the ball free and over pursuit once the ball came loose for a second.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have to go back and really look at it. I thought we had the tackle. You know, to be honest with you, I mean, I thought we had him down. I thought we had the ability to tackle him right there. And, you know, we didn't make the play. The kid's, you know, he's shown on tape that he's an explosive punt returner. And, you know, that's what happens when you get in these type of games and you have those explosive players like that. You can't make mistakes. And, you know, it was just a little bit of lack of coverage there and gave him a chance to get back in the game.
How much was the whole road issue a topic of conversation?
Wasn't a real big topic of conversation, to be honest with you. It really wasn't. You know, we just talked about, you know, keep preparing, keep getting ourselves ready to play, keep putting ourselves in position to go make it, to go make a play and win a football game. Obviously, you know, we were all well aware of you know, what our road woes have been. But we've, you know, I've said this all along, we've kept putting ourselves in position, you know, being in fourth quarters of games to win games. And today was one of those times that we were able to pull through and finish it. So proud of those guys.
What did you think of the job seeing you after the challenge? What was the conversation like with the referees after they did not rule for you?
I wouldn't say it was pleasant. those are tough calls. I thought he had possession of the ball with the elbow down in bounds. And I didn't feel like he ever lost any type of possession of the ball. The explanation to me was there wasn't enough conclusive evidence that he fully maintained possession of the ball you know, without being out of bounds. Unquestionably, I thought there were some calls that didn't go our way, and that was one of them.
To have the 14th lead, give it up, and then come back in the third quarter to sort of reassert yourself, that speaks a lot for them.
That's huge. I mean, listen, the team that we just played out there, all right, and I understand, everybody looks at records, but I look at the players, I look at their coaches. They've got good football players, they've got good coaches over there. And for our guys to, come in here and be able to get a win, and I think, like you said, I think the way the win came about, that we were able to get off to a lead, we give up the lead, we're able to come back, regain the lead, and then they kind of get back in it again, and to just keep staying the course, everybody staying together, everybody believing in each other, all. Every player, every coach, there was no doubt in our mind that we were going to win that football game. And that's what you have to develop, and that's what we're trying to develop here.
Can you talk about that, that four-down stand there at the end? It wasn't just that. It was that big third-down play, but there were several contributions that kind of made that happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, we got the stop on first down, which, got him in a second and long situation. I think it was Woodson and maybe it was Porter. I couldn't tell exactly who it was that, tackled him just short of the first down on second down. And then we got some good knockback, on the third down play, and we're able to stop him. And then obviously the two opportunities that they had on fourth down, I thought our guys went and executed and did the things that they had to do. The route that they ran on fourth down, something that we've worked a lot on, something that's beat us in the past, and for us to make the adjustment, make the correction. They actually tried it twice in the game, and both times we were able to stop it.
Dennis, what do you think of Jennings' performance?
Rashad Jennings, I thought he was outstanding. I really did. I mean, he's a workhorse type of back. Again, that's the way I envision our running game. I envision our running game as a lot of ones and twos and threes, a few fours and fives mixed in there, and then all of a sudden, bam, we hit a big one. And for him to be able to hit that 80-yard run there, I thought, that was a huge play in the football game. But he's, really the last 3 weeks, he's been a guy that we've called on to come in and run the ball for us, and he's done a great job of it.
You see another guy who's surpassed your expectations coming into the season?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And he's a guy that as he continues to run the ball like he's doing it, he's a guy that's going to continue to get opportunities to run the ball.
As McGloin was throwing the ball, obviously, well, touchdowns right off the bat, did you open up the offense a little bit more because of the way he was throwing the ball?
No, I mean, that was kind of the plan all along. I mean, our plan was not to come in here and play conservative and play not to lose the game. Our plan all along was to come in here and run our offense and take our shots down the field and give this kid an opportunity to throw the ball. We knew we had to protect him because we knew that this was a good front that we were going up against. But we didn't have anything in our game plan that was conservative, let's try to make sure that, we protect this kid and he doesn't make mistakes. We had all the confidence in the world that he was going to go out and play well.
It seemed, though, like you guys took more shots downfield with him than you had with Terrell lately.
Well, I don't know if there was the ball went down the field a little bit more. I thought the protection held up pretty good today and gave us an opportunity to get a few shots down the field. The one ball that Andre caught on their sideline, was a great, great call by Ole and great job by Andre and a heck of a throw by McGloin. So, I wouldn't say we ended up taking more shots down the field, but the ball got down the field a little bit more today.
And I know he was officially ruled out yesterday. Was there a reason that Terrell didn't make the trip? Do you think that for a quarterback, he wanted?
Well, no. I mean, really, to be honest with you, it's really part of the policy. But he was also sick on Saturday morning, and that was something that I didn't want to, I didn't want somebody that was sick to be on the plane and have the opportunity to get a bunch of guys sick coming into this game. So
coming in with the rookie quarterback, really almost an ideal start with the turnovers early on, kind of give you the short field.
I thought that was huge that we were able to give our offense a couple of short fields early in the game. And then obviously, Matt took advantage of them, and I thought it was a great throw and a catch on the first touchdown on the third down to hit Demo underneath like that. I mean, that was pretty impressive.
You said all along from the beginning that you thought this thing was not going to be too big for him. You didn't suspect it would be. Was it pretty much everything you expected? expected your interactions with him during the game, that he was pretty much as he always is?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I didn't have a whole lot of interaction with him during the game. There was never a look in his eye like it was too big for him. He was in command of what we were doing offensively. It was about what I expected. You know, I really did. I expected the kid to come in and play well, and he did.
Were you surprised they made the quarterback change, and did you change anything defensively?
No, I really wasn't surprised. I think Matt Schaub's been a guy that's been a good quarterback in this league. I know he's had his struggles this year, but, obviously there were times in the game where he really threw the ball really well, and we were able to get some pressure on, Keenum early in the game, and I thought they just, probably were trying to, create a little bit of a spark and see if they could get something changed.
Did you do anything different defensively when they brought
him? No.
Anything more, guys?
All right. Thanks.